Sunny 101.9, it's Mark and Walt in the morning with Taylor Swift, Message in a Bottle. 8:13 on a Tuesday morning, I'm Walt Lindela in the studio now with Sarah Foster, who joins us wearing her Project Jade hat this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back in. Project Jade is coordinating a fundraising event. It's coming up next week for folks that are just joining us and hearing about it today. What's going to be going on?
So we have a hockey game between two pretty popular trades in the UP, the electrical workers and the miners.
And this is the 906 Miners versus the Sparkies.
Yeah.
I see this on the flyer here. Now, it's going to be happening when and where?
So it's October 13th, which is next Thursday, I believe, and then at Lakeview Arena here in Marquette.
Okay, so this is to raise funds for Project Jade. You've joined us in the past to talk about it, but tell us a little bit about what Project Jade does.
So we've officially been in business for 2 years. We've been a nonprofit for 1 year. So we make communication boards for schools, parks, facilities, for nonverbal children to communicate with each other, to communicate with their teachers, and it exploded.
Now, when you say communication boards, mm-hmm. explain that a little bit. What's on it?
So it is probably a 3-foot by 4-foot board that's on posts mounted outside in the playground, and there are pronouns, adjectives, there are action words. So a child can come up and say, I feel mad, and they can point to I feel mad, and which one of the teachers told me one of the kids did that, and he was pretty angry. So okay. They know, they're familiar with these images because they use the same images on the devices.
So there's images on it as well,
yep.
then.
Okay, yep, it's images, and they're specific to that playground. So that whatever that playground has for equipment, we have one out in Lakeland, mm-hmm. and their board has the dinosaur on it. So
sure. Now, okay. So you said that this all exploded. What has exploded? Putting these out and around. What do you mean?
So we did this to get a board at Jade School at Sandy Knoll, and then a lot of the other local schools started reaching out to us. So we have them, you know, at Graveret and Cherry Creek and Superior Hills and Ishpeming and Nagani and all over the place. But we have had people just through social media outside of Michigan actually asking Montana, Texas, mm-hmm. New Jersey, mm-hmm. New York. So we're working on boards for other schools, but we are printing boards right now for the UP Rehab Service. We are doing one for the state parks and welcome centers in Michigan.
Okay.
So we currently are in 37 locations, and we are working on 40 locations.
I'm Walt Lindela in the studio with Sarah Foster. She joins us today to talk about Project Jade and the 906 Miners taking on the Sparkies hockey game. It is a fundraiser for the Project Jade effort. Sarah, let's tell them about the game here. Where do they need to be, and then what's going to be happening actually at the game beyond hockey?
So the actual game itself starts, I know there's another practice going on till 6:50, but we will have our doors open at 6 o'clock for people to buy raffle tickets, silent auction and stuff, 50-50, and the concessions will be open. And then probably we'll give our teams maybe 10 minutes to warm up, and about probably 7:15, the game will get going.
Now, this is at Lakeview Arena in
yep.
Marquette,
yep.
and it's coming up Thursday, the 13th,
yep.
Tickets you can get now. Tell us about that.
Yes, so tickets are $10 for adults, and I believe I have to look at my own flyer here, $5 for kids, and then 12 and under are free. And I have them at the HBA office right over here on Wright Street. And then Lakeview Arena also has some for sale.
So the tickets are available, $10 for adults, $5 for children, and 12 and under free, Lakeview Arena at their ticket window.
You can get them that night at the door as well.
And you can get them at the door or get a hold of you at the HBA office.
Yep.
You're on Wright Street, not too far from
just
here in Marquette
here,
Township. Yep. What's the way to find you there? Telephone number or address and stuff?
It's 3125 Wright Street. It's directly across from the big Goodyear Tire sign.
Okay.
Right
in that area.
Come right in. It's the little coffee hut. That's my office.
Well, it is a fundraiser for Project Jade, and
yes.
I know that you have information for that people can check out as well and look for that on various social medias and such. Just as we wrap up here with you this morning, just why should people come to the game? Obviously you got a night of hockey and whatnot, but
it's a night of hockey, so it's a UP tradition. It's a great sport to come and watch, but it's a great community project that we have started, and We have some great Project Jade apparel you can get. It's just a really good place to drop some money. It'll be a good family night. So it'll be a great cause.
Yep. Yeah. Well, all right. Sarah Foster joining us this morning with Project Jade, talking about the charity hockey game with the 906 Miners from the mining community and the Sparkies, which is the local electrical workers. It's at Lakeview Arena coming up on Thursday, October 13th. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.